بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تكلم ابو الشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت تبريز دورة شيخ العرب والعجم شاه حكيم محمد اختصر بدام رحمة الله تعالى عليه زنا الشريف نبريد مدينة شريف نبي كريم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. تايتل از یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ, یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. بھلا جان کیا جامو مینا عالم, تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. بھلا جان کیا جامو مینا عالم, تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر, مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 مدینہ, بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 مدینہ, بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہیچ ہوگی, نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہیچ ہوگی, جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہیچ ہوگی, جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو, سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو, سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Now, during the summer months, we get quite a bit of time, and most quite a few brothers are here already by Maghrib, some just after Maghrib, and the program we start a little bit later, giving chance for the other brothers to come also. So I'm sure all the brothers in this time, we finished our Awwabin also, we finished our Ma'amulat also, our Surah Tabarak Alladhi Alif Lam Mim Sajda, our Duas also. And also, like when this Nazam was read, mashallah, Nazam of in the Shan of Madina Sharif, in the Shan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the poem of our honorable Shaykh, who was immersed in the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then rendered also so beautifully by Ijaz, all must be taking wonderful effect of it. And some of us, we hide the effect in the heart. We doesn't show on the face one, but some of us, our eyes are also closed, but all must be taking wonderful effect of it. But only the difference is, if we were watching some cricket or soccer commentary, and we see a goal being scored or a six being hit, then I don't think anyone should sit as they are sitting now. And we are Chishti Silsila, and Chishti Silsila, we are supposed to show our emotions. But mashallah, all of us, most of us, got so much zapt and control over our emotions that not from the eyes we make out anything, not from the face we make out anything. And it appears, Bhai Ajaz is reading in the Qabristan, where all are just lying peacefully and enjoying it, but not showing one bit. A person loves his wife and he is intimate with his wife, but he doesn't show any emotions. He's got so much control. But for the love of Allah, how sad it is that we can't show our emotions. Yeah, we control our emotions. Yeah, it's the place to show our emotions. That we show Allah Ta'ala the love we have for Him, not for the sake of showing people, but to, it must affect us. And if it is not affecting us, then we really need ICU treatment. If our hearts are not affected, that it doesn't make any movement in the body, no words come on our tongue, just quiet we are sitting, like dead we are sitting, it shows that we are still far, far from the mark. So especially those who understand. Those who don't understand, they can be excused. But mashallah, we have had so many brothers, particularly I remember one of our local black brothers who did not understand, but the amount of enjoyment he took in the ash'ar, though he did not understand, but he had that feeling. So we should try and develop this. It's very, very necessary that we develop this feeling, inshallah. And what a beautiful poem. It should take us to Medina. And as Hazrat writes in this also, when we see the Mubarak Gumbat, then salli ala parke jum jayenge. But yeah, no jumna, no feeling, no nothing. It shows very great. We are still very, very far, very distant stuff. Ye subhe Medina, ye shame Medina. Just that very thing, this morning of Medina, the evenings of Medina, we just envisage it, we see the beautiful green dome, we see Baqid in the distance there, we see the umbrellas of Masjid and Nabawi, all that, it should make us go into an ecstasy. But just no feelings whatsoever it appears. Ye subhe Medina, ye shami Medina, mubarak tujhe ye qiyam Medina. In our thoughts, we should be in the world of Medina. And very blessed is that person. But some of us, perhaps we don't know what we're thinking, that we hardly heard the nazam. Or that we heard it, but it means nothing to me. These are just old stories which carry on always here in the Khanqah. It means nothing to me. That's all very sad. And if it does mean, then to have to show, not only to have that feelings, but to show it also. Bhala jane kya jam o meena e alam. What do the people know? What is the enjoyment of the world? Jam o meena, the goblets and the wine glasses of the world, which people who are in the taverns and bars, they drink and they like out of this world. They're in a world of their own. What do they know? Tera kaif e khush kharam e Medina. What is the qualities and the condition of the person who is in Medina? And how fortunate is not that person who is far away from Medina, but he's in Medina. But unfortunately, when we see what our condition is, it appears that even if we are in Medina, we are not in Medina. There also, our politics is more important, what's happening in our home country, what politics is carrying on, and what are all the soccer and cricket, the sports, all the our business, etc. And today with the WhatsApp, and what everything on the phone, our emails, while we even in Masjid Nabawi, our attention is just on the email, on our phone all the time. If yeah, this is our condition, then there also we can understand that unfortunately what is our condition. It's very necessary that we rectify this. Medina ki galiyon mein har ek qadam par. When you are in Medina Sharif, and the alleys of Medina, this now it's broad streets, but at one time about 1 meter broad were the alleys of Medina Sharif. But anyway, when you are walking anywhere in Medina, ho madde nazar ihtiram e Medina, always keep in mind the honor and respect of Madinatul Munawwara. Keep in your heart that this is where perhaps Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took his footsteps. Allah reward the government there, that around the haram they have made enough adequate that people don't even smoke there. There are many boards. Perhaps somebody, but before people used to just smoke. There when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked, you throwing your cigarette butts, etc. Noise you are making, a person should keep that in mind. How many people sit in the Medina, in the haram, and they're having discussions, worldly discussions. That should be totally avoided. In any masjid, worldly talk is abhorred very greatly. What is absolutely necessary, just so much you should talk. But you see people laughing, joking, lying down. In the masjid, in Nabawi, legs facing towards Qibla, whereas in the whole of Medina, every person should have the utmost respect of Medina Sharif. That is when a person will benefit. But if this is the preparation ground. Yeah, that we take that effect, but yeah, also we don't take any effect. We just like sitting like we are dead, or like we are forced to be here. We didn't want to be here. We're not enjoying it at all. But for whatever reason, we just like being forced to be here. We should change that attitude. It's absolutely necessary. Medina, 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 Medina. Those people, this is a question of love. Those who have got love, they will feel the enjoyment in the name of Medina. Bara lutf deta hai naam-e Medina. Great enjoyment the name of Medina gives. Even if we don't understand Urdu, when the poem was read, just Medina and repeated four times. And Allah reward by Ajaz, so how many times he repeats it. But just dead we are. Dead, dead. Your battery is dead. Not the cells are dead. How is your car going to start? Your lights don't want to go on. Nothing wants to work. Your battery is dead. And it appears we are like that. And I'm talking of those who come to majlis. Those who have sacrificed and taken out their time. This is our condition. And those who are at home and watching TV now, who are having some braai or whatever else, those who are on a festive mood and on the holidays, what is that? When our condition is this, then we wonder why is the ummah's condition what it is. When the cream of the ummah, those who got fikr for the Islam, who came for that, who want ta'alluq with Allah, but we like also just dead, we are sitting here. Whereas just the name of Medina should charge that battery. And should charge it fully. If we came here with a flat battery, we came to charge the battery. But here also we just like dead, no effect whatsoever. Nigahum e sultaniyat hech hogi. And in the eyes, all the kingdoms of the world will be useless. It won't mean anything. Who for who? Jo paayega dil mein payame Medina. That person who finds in his heart the message of Medina. The message of Medina was not only that that kingdoms become useless in your eyes, but that Islam rules the whole world. There is nothing else left in the world but Islam. Hatta yakuna deenu kulluhu lillah. That like that, that the deen in the whole world must be for Allah. But today we suffer from such an inferiority complex. We adopt the ways of the kuffar, their dressing, their lifestyle, their professions, their brand names, holidays we make like them. Everything we do is like them. Our brides, we copy them. We see in magazines, photos, people talk, we copy one another. Who of us worries to make our meals according to sunnah, to live according to sunnah, everything according to them? Then we wonder why I got problems in my life. And then the worst on top of that, I still think I'm pious. Just because I've got a beard which is matloob and maqsood, we must have topi I got, kurta I got, and people, and I got the title of Maulana, and I got the title of Haji Saab, or whatever else, and we think we are pious. And yet if we go and see, there's hardly any deen in our lives. Fortunate is that person who puts his thermometer and his measuring tape to measure regularly how much of deen in my life. And deen is the practical implementation of the commands of Allah. Is my five times namaz in my life? Is my namaz with jamaat? Is there any concentration, devotion in my namaz? All those things. And this consciousness, what is taqwa? Taqwa, one beautiful explanation, is just the consciousness. Wherever you are, I mustn't see haram. And if your eyes fall, immediately you turn your eyes, that means you got taqwa. All the time, namaz time, you are traveling, where are we going to make our namaz? That means you got taqwa. And at my namaz, I must make it on time, if possible, while traveling also, with jamaat if possible. Otherwise, but at least on time, my namazes, etc. All that is taqwa. That when I'm joking also, I mustn't say anything which is a lie, anything which is haram. I must not make a joke about any deeni matter or deeni person, etc. When the talk comes about ulama, then you are conscious, I mustn't say anything which is out of line. This is taqwa. So that all the time that consciousness has to be in a person. Sukoon jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho? Where are you looking for the peace of mind and contentment of heart? Where are you looking for the respect and honor of the world? While we are listening to this, we are unmindful also. Then how can we get this message? Sukoon jahan hai nizam Madina. The peace, not only of peace of mind and contentment of heart, not only of an individual, but of the whole world, is Nizam-e-Madina. The system of Medina, of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worked, and in 10 short years, which pinnacle he had taken Islam to, in there is the sukoon of the whole world. Where there isn't smoking, where there aren't drugs, where there isn't alcohol, where there isn't illicit sex, etc., mixing of the genders, etc., all that, if you want peace of mind, it is in there. It isn't in nightclubs, it isn't in casinos, it isn't in resorts, it isn't anywhere there. We are looking for it today where it isn't. And when it's being offered, then we are sitting also like dead here. Then how can we get the message? If we listen and we take it to heart, if here was a financial advisor who was giving us advice how to make your 10,000, how to make it 100,000, and your 100,000, how to make it a million, then see how everyone should listen. We should even be asking questions. We should be even making notes. But yet there is so much sukoon that we are all sleeping. Nothing, no, it seems no interest whatsoever. It's a very poor reflection, very poor reflection. So we should try and have the jazba, and it should show. If it is in the heart, what is in the heart will show. If there's a snake here now, and you just keep it in your heart, well, all right, the snake is moving around. I don't think there is a person like that. Or as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, it's iftari time. Iftari, the word siren is gone, azan is gone. And you're just sitting, nothing in your heart. You're not moving also. And see there before you, waiting for the azan to go. And how your hands move, how your jaws move. But when it comes to the nazar of Medina Sharif, of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and rendered so beautifully, and the poem of your own Shaykh, and yet we don't appreciate it. Sukoon. Ho azad akhtar ghame do jahan se. Hazrat refers to himself, but it is for all. Every person will be freed of every worry and sorrow of both the worlds. A person will be set free of the worries and sorrows and sadness and hardships of both the worlds. Jo ho jai dil se gulam Medina, who will become sincerely from his heart the slave of Medina. Not that we just hear the nazam, we explain it, we say it so beautifully, we listen to it, but then our nizam is the nizam of the kuffar. Tomorrow if we see our dressing, lifestyle of the kuffar. Our children we see dressed like the kuffar. Our morning to evening, we're passing our time like the kuffar. No, that person who sincerely becomes the slave of Medina. How are we going to have our breakfast tomorrow morning? That is for us to sit at the breakfast nook. And we can't sit on the floor for breakfast. Sit on the floor is when we get some visitors. Then we sit down to show. We follow sunnat. But normally we sit at the table. We sit at the breakfast nook. Then we have our breakfast there. Everything we do, we are not sincere. A person, if he becomes sincere to himself, for his own benefit, he will get all goodness. Otherwise, you can try and sort out your problems till the cows go home. Nothing is going to happen. Problems will just increase. Juju dawa ki maraz barta gaya. As you took medicine, the illness just increased all the time. That is when you are taking the wrong medicine. And today especially, there's doctors, medicines, Western medicine, what you call it? What kind of treatment is it? Allopath. This, you hardly hear, you had little bit sugar, just some signs, you take it, now you see you got blood pressure also. Or you had blood pressure, now you see you got sugar also. Next you find you've got some allergy also. So as you take the medicine, this is the wrong treatment. We want to sort out our problems with all counselors, the marriage counselors, this counselor, that counselor. You have to go to a psychiatrist. You have to go to a psychologist. He has to assess you. You are increasing your illness all the time. Go take the correct medicine. And the correct medicine of Quran and Hadith. But when the medicine is given, we are sleeping. And when that other medicine is being spoken about, then we are bright awake. We are fully aware and we are fully awake. So which Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, what goodness can we expect of those people who take poison as their medicine? When you regard poison as your medicine and you regard your medicine as your poison, then what hope you have got? And unfortunately, that is our condition. No matter who we are, how we are, what titles, we can bluff the world and we can bluff them forever also. But we can't bluff ourselves, we can't bluff Allah Ta'ala. So may Allah bring these realities into our lives, inshallah. These words of the wise and words of wisdom, that glad tidings they are for that person whom he makes intelligence his master, and he makes his passion his prisoner. Our lustful desires, you make them your prisoner. You control them. A prisoner is controlled. Where he can't go where he wants to, he can't wear what he wants to, can't eat, he's controlled. So a person who controls his passion and his desire, and he makes intelligence his master, wise is that person. And there are glad tidings, that person will see success in his life. And there is destruction for that person who makes his carnal passions his desires. All the time on porn sites, all the time mixing and talking with other women, missing namazes, etc. There is destruction for such a person. And he makes intelligence his prisoner. His intelligence tells him, you are doing wrong. Allah has given every person aqal. And every person Allah has given brains. And his brains tell him, you are doing wrong. But he's a prisoner. And he puts his intelligence in prison. And he gives freedom to his lust and passion. And he follows his desires. He follows his lust and passion. That person, there is a pure prescription for destruction. He will only see destruction in his life. It's a fool who takes poison and thinks, I will get better. How can poison make you better? That's a fool. And Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained so beautifully that that make your desires, subjugate your desires to your brains. Your desires you have, to subjugate them to your brains, let your brains control them. And even don't make your brains your khuda, pray your Allah. Brains are also limited. Their intelligence is also limited. More put above your brains, Shariat, Quran and Hadith. A person who will do that, he will only see goodness. But a person who follows his desires, and he follows the wobbled and morphed logic of his brains, and you don't follow Shariat, Quran and Hadith, that person won't see success and felicity in his life. So what we have to do is control our desires by our brains. And control your brains with Shariat, with Quran and Hadith. That person will be successful. We were reading the letter of this alim who had written to Hadrat, and how he, what a burning ball of fire of lust he had. And he wanted to commit this guna. But when he wrote to Hazrat, how he had changed. Further he writes, Bahut der tak to yaqeen hi na paida hua. He says, for long after this desire of mine of evil, of committing sin, lustful sins, which was a burning desire, I just couldn't control myself. I didn't believe that it's gone out of me. And wallah, any person who reasonably follows this path of suluk will see this change comes in his life. Kyunki jisko door se dekh kar wo taqaza paida hota tha. Because that woman or whoever from far also I should see them, then just like hijan, out of control. My nafs used to go out of control. Just look at that person, you might stumble over something also. You might bump into a pole also. But how you are engrossed looking at that person. This was my condition before. Ke paas aa jaane, yahan tak ke barabar baith jaane ke baad bhi dil us janib mail hi nahi hota. Now I don't know what has happened. That person, that woman can be right close to me. Sometimes in some public places you have to sit next to a woman. For example, in the aeroplane, your seat is next to a woman. You are sitting at the airport, there are no seats and you really want to sit, but you get a place. Now in my mind doesn't go one but towards that. And sometimes that woman is sitting, what mean is, her breast half showing, but he says, now my mind doesn't even go. Otherwise, from far, and how many friends write that our desires grow more for women in burqa. Many women are writing, our desires grow more for men in sunnat ka. So in spite, now you see a woman in burqa, but you can't control. The condition comes, now you see a woman half naked, but you hardly, no desire, no thought also. This is this barakat when a person is sincere and follows this path. And wallah, there is no doubt that a person, you might think, even 10 lives if I get for Islam, my Islam cannot be. But just follow this Mubarak path, reasonably, sincerely, nobody can be perfect. Nobody is an angel. But see, you yourself, like he writes, I can't believe it. That what my condition was, and this is a real thing. And how many people, alhamdulillah, Allah's fazl, Hazrat's barakat, how many of our friends are writing, and they speak, and they say how the conditions have changed. That what we were, and what our thoughts, and today how we have changed. Phir bhi mujhe yaqeen na aaya. He says, still I couldn't have conviction in my heart. This woman is right next to me, I can easily start up a conversation with her, ask her time, or whatever else, anything, whatever I can start up. Now I got no inclination also, I can't believe this. To ek lamha ke liye ahkar ne dil ko is janib mail karne ki darte darte koshish ki. Then he says, for a second, I thought, let me intentionally, voluntarily, force myself and incline myself that way. At one time, I just couldn't control, like a ball of fire this lust was. Now just no inclination. So I thought, let me test myself. A little bit, let me incline that way and see whether what happens. Ki lekin huzur us koshish mein mujhe nakami hui. Lekin say, Hazrat, in that effort also I failed. When I wanted to force myself, and wallah, this is a thing, if anyone, this is what is Islah. If a person is sincere, even you force yourself, you cannot do that. So Hazrat wrote, what a beautiful answer to that. Ainda aisa na kare. Don't even try. Don't fool yourself. That's also shaitan's ploy. Don't even fool yourself and even try. Asbab-e maasiyat se duri ka hukam hai. That from the causes and the things that lead to guna, that is also haram. Guna is haram, and what leads to guna is also haram. So even that desire to test, don't even test yourself. Don't even think, I'll test myself. Just cut it out completely. And the next condition he writes, Alhamdulillah, Allah ka hazar bar shukar hai, ke ye halat ab tak barqarar hai. He says, Alhamdulillah, Allah shukar, that this condition of mine, that I have no inclination, at one time more than 100% inclination. And how I had to fight myself, but I couldn't be successful. Now no inclination, and that condition, alhamdulillah, is still there. There's also another very important point. Many of our friends make two nights tahajjud, and they write, alhamdulillah, we are very pabund with tahajjud. Or one day they didn't look at woman or something, they were in the house the whole day, they write, today I didn't see any woman. And then we know, and we shall see very soon that condition. But this, after time had passed, he said, alhamdulillah, still I'm safe. Ye sab aap hi ki inayat ka sadqa hai. This is all the barakat of making ta'alluq with you, your tawajjuh, your duas, your teachings. Aur aapka faiz hai, and it is your tawajjuh, your faiz. Aapka daste karam ahkar ki jani barha, your hand reached towards me, that is, you guided me. Aur barso ki bigri ban gayi, and things that for years and years that were in turmoil and were destroyed. Houses were so, for example, Kandahar, dilapidated, broken down. Ruins they were, but just little bit taluk with you, and beautiful mansions got built there. It everything came right again. So what Hazrat writes, Ya Allah Ta'ala ka fazal hai. This is the kindness of Allah. Jo murabbi ke waaste se ata hua, which is Allah's fazal, which has been given through your sheikh, your murabbi. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah. Yeah, also we see that when he expressed his appreciation, which is also very important. Some of us express no appreciation. That person doesn't progress. A person with Allah also is the rule. Lain shakartum la zidannakum. And the means, man lam yashkurin nas lam yashkurillah. Some never get the tawfiq to tell the shaykh also jazakallah. And to tell, first of all, Allah to make shukr. To tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to read Durood Sharif. To make dua for the sahaba, radiyallahu anhum, the tabi'in, tabi tabi'in, all our mashayikhin, our ulama, our asatiza, our parents, our sheikh, but very few of us do this. We hardly make shukr, not to our parents, no matter even if they were not deeni inclined, but we were born in Muslim homes. Most of our parents send us to madrasa, even if they were not perhaps making namaz, but they were conscious about us, they guided us, etc. Many wrong things they stopped us from, but who makes dua for them? How many are such that even read just 3 times qul huwa Allah, which might take you 10, 15 seconds, and make isali sawab for them? We don't do this. So this is very necessary. But there are, mashallah, some brothers, one of our brothers, last week or so, Brother Shafaat came and he explained what his life was before and how his life has changed. And all that expression and appreciation, it automatically you get the du'as of who you appreciate, you show that person will give you more du'as. His attention is more towards you. Even if you're not in front, but he thinks this person, he's worthy. It's worthwhile making effort on him, making dua, because he you can see the change that comes. So that person who shows that appreciation. Also, mashallah, what Bhai Shafaat explained, that I'm not a person that the teachings of my Shaykh, verbally I can pass it on to others. So I buy the kitabs and distribute them. And I get a wonderful feedback from the people. How they enjoy the kitabs. So everyone can do this, but how many of us do it? How many, like we mentioned in the last majlis, that those can't verbally promote the teachings of the Shaykh, do it by just buying kitabs. How many who can't transcribe the kitabs? And in that way, mashallah, some of our brothers, Bhai Shaheen and them, Bhai Yusuf Desai, so keen in so many ways, the website and where it is reaching. And what positive results we are getting also. But some of us, nothing we do. Not for ourselves we do anything. Not for anyone else. Also, these are all things that a person should ponder. And by Firoz Maimon, Hazrat's very special Khalifa, and whom Allah has blessed with great qualities, which Hazrat should show appreciation for. Hazrat should show the appreciation for by Firoz Maimon. He's a very successful, wealthy businessman, but what Allah has blessed him with deen also, an understanding of tasawwuf. So once in Medina Sharif, he announced that kitabs will be distributed free. Anyone who wants to take can take. But he also said, but the kitabs are not printed free. They are distributed free, but they are not printed free. So those who can afford should donate towards this cause. So we should donate and then inform also. Donate towards the printing of a kitab in mashallah. Those who can't afford, no problem. But there are many who can afford. And then if you can't, buy one kitab, buy 10 kitabs, distribute it to 10 friends, and you will be surprised what a great act of tabligh you have done. How people take on to it and read, and how people's lives get changed by one sentence in a kitab. Many people's lives, that one thing just stuck into their heart, into their mind, and their lives change. So this year we can do. Then, for example, we have our meals on the majlis day, also free of charge. And we're not asking anyone for any money. Some brothers suggest that Qari Yaqub Sahib, Allah give him jazaa khair of Rustenburg, he said, put a box there. Then at least those who feel conscious, they can put a 10 rand, 20 rand. How much a meal costs today? But the meals that we get here, if you can't put 50 rand, 60, 70, 100 rand, put 10 rand, 20 rand. And those who can afford it, they should also think, and it should be our nature. And mashallah, there were many brothers like that who I've met in my life who just want to accept for free. They must pay, they must make up for it in some way or the other. So there are those who can afford, sponsor a meal. For one of the, there are some brothers, mashallah, Dr. Qasim Peer, Rashid Kaji sometimes, some other brothers sometimes, Dr. Solly from Pretoria, they sponsor a meal. There are many more brothers also who can sponsor a meal. So, sponsor a meal. Sponsor half the meal. Whatever we can do. And this is not asking for anyone, but our consciousness. To give you an example, we had our friend, Saleh Faqir, marhum of Binoni. In those days when they were hardly millionaires, he was a millionaire. And our Darul Uloom, mashallah, Allah gave him muhabbat. And he also, at one point, his heart just took over. Once when I was in Germiston, went there in Jamaat and gave a talk. And in there I gave the example of the button factory, a person who's got a button factory. That he, a person who's got a button factory, he's obsessed with buttons. Maulana Panampuri Rahmatullah gave this example. He says, he has a wedding in the house, his daughter's son getting married, but he keeps his calendars in mind, that that's a busy period. I have to meet orders at that time, so I can't have the nikah. So all they say, this is a good time, but he knows in his mind, that time is out of the question, because button factory is going to be busy. Everything else he does with his button factory in his mind. He goes for Hajj also, he's got a haram on, no buttons. But his eyes are on the buttons of the people. Is there a market for me here? Or new designs that he learns. That somebody came from Indonesia, what are their button designs? His mind just works on that, he's obsessed with it. So in that way, if we are obsessed, what I was giving you example? So he, at this point, he took on and he became so close that he made a niyyah to build the whole masjid. But he passed away very young. The foundation he had completed, he had got his own builders that he had put here and everything. But he passed away. So he was such a person that he wouldn't accept anything for nothing. He would come, I remember many times, there was no Darul Uloom that time, we were in 39 Kismat. So we should go to Jami Masjid for our namaz. As we are coming out, that time he should give me a 20 rand note, which was the highest denomination. Today 200 rand note is the highest. So like a 200 rand, he should say, please give this to the muazzin, he called me for namaz. That's appreciation. Takes another few steps, he gives me another 20 rand note. He says, please put it in a masjid box. I use the toilet, I flush the toilet, I use the towels. I walked on the musallas, all wear and tear. In due course, the musallas will have to be changed. So everything like that. So even we, when we just traveling some masjid, put a 5 rand in a box, we got it free of charge. But somebody is paying. And if you got consciousness, why must I live off charity? When Allah gave you money, nobody likes to live. A rich man, you tell him, yes, 10 rand charity for you. He'll feel so offended. The same we are doing when we use a masjid, a public facility, for free. It's on somebody's charity we are using it. So if you got consciousness, put a 5-10 rand there. So this should come into us, this consciousness and this reality. Don't live for free. There are many people which I notice, particularly the Mehman community, from long we got connection with them. They'll come home, they won't eat a meal. Even if they eat, or they don't eat, but they'll bring so much of fruit or things in kind or cash for the children. But this is a great quality which I've noticed in them. They won't just take anything for nothing. This is a great, and a person who can afford it, he must be like that. Don't do things for nothing. And the opposite is so worse, we take advantage of people. That we take, for example, one friend of ours, we went somewhere, they broke into his car, they stole his garment. A poor Malisab, who was our host, he had to bear all the expense of fixing the car, of bringing it back, all the petrol money, his own car, everything. So to take advantage of people, That is a very sad case. May Allah's tawfiq, Allah give me tawfiq. And I mentioned to Hazrat, whenever we go on our safars, where there are rich people who host us, we no problem. But where there are Mali Sahib is hosting us, we know what is his salary, then I always give him something. Hazrat became so happy and he gave me so much duas on that. That the poor man, he went out of his way. His earning is not so big. If he's a rich man, no, and he's doing it happily also, no problem. But a person who can't afford it, or he can afford it, and he's doing it also happily. But you must understand the man's condition. So this is very, very important, which unfortunately we are very much neglectful. And that is all part of Islah also. So may Allah give us this, and that we don't just hear to it, and we don't only words are free, and the action to take out the money, that is a problem. Just to speak words is very easy. So even inshallah is very easy, but to do it, that is a person who proves it, who does it. And mashallah, there are friends amongst us who do it. And also, please always inform me, like when we made the announcement, some brothers do donate. I must know, so I can also, we have to thank the person also, who shows his kindness and who donates, etc. We should appreciate also. In this kitab, Ma'arif Matnawi, we were reading that it was done by inspiration. Allah inspired Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Alayh. In the same way, our Shaykh also, all his poetry was also inspired by Allah. It wasn't made up by him, but inspired. Middle of the night, Hazrat would say, I would just get jolted up from my sleep, take the pen, and my pen just starts moving on the paper. I don't think of the subject I'm writing. I don't think of rhyming the words, etc. It just comes naturally. And when it stops suddenly. So Maulana Rum also, he wrote like that. Further, Hazrat writes, Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali ne peshin goi farmayi thi, ke mere baad ek noor e jaan aayega. Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali, in his Masnavi which we are reading, he had foretold this, in the future, jo is ek noor e jaan aayega, one noor of the world will come, a great person, a great alim, jo is masnavi ka takmela karega, who will complete this masnavi. That my masnavi is such, I'm writing by inspiration. When Allah's inspiration will stop, I will stop. I won't force myself to carry on. But it will be half left. 28,500 poems he wrote. The last poem in the middle he stopped. That, like you say, one part and the other part, which is the answer to it, that it stopped there. He didn't, on his own, he didn't complete it. He left it. And he said, somebody will come in the ummah who will complete it. Jo in do shairon mein mazkoor hai, which is in these two poems. Has baqi shara e lekin darum. The poems are still left. Bastar should digar nami ayat baru. But the completion of it will take place left. Baqi e gufta ayat be zuba. And my what I have to say without my tongue, what has come in my heart, a time will come. Dare dil aakas ke darat noor e jaan. A person will come, noor e jaan, a great alim, and he will complete the poems. Junanche is noor e jaan ka misdaq Haq Taala ne Mufti Ilahi Bakhsh Sahab Kandilvi qaddasa sirruhu ko banaya. And who was that person? This great alim, Mufti Ilahi Bakhsh, who came about about 5 centuries after Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali. And then the world acknowledged that what was, how Maulana Rum had written, this was the completion of it. Aur unhone masnavi ki takmeel farmaya, and he completed the masnavi. Mufti Ilahi Bakhsh Sahib Kandilvi Rahmatullah Ali ne apne rooh par Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali ki rooh ka faiz mushahada kiya. And Mufti Ilahi Bakhsh, on his soul, on his rooh, he found the ruh of Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali is over his ruh, and it is controlling him. And it was inspired by Maulana Rum, and the same subject matters of Maulana Rum now started flowing through his pen. Chunanche farmate hai, he says consequently, Amadi darman mera bardi tamam, e tu share haq mera mera khurdi tamam, that all the subject matter is coming because you, oh my master, my mentor, you are over me and you are inspiring me with this. Maulana Kandilvi rahmatullah alayhi farmate hain, ye Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi, aapne mere rooh par apne anwar ka aisa tasallut farma diya. He says, oh Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi, you have put the noor, your noor, so much it has overpowered my rooh, ke mera wujud kal adam ho gaya, that I was like nothing. I became you. You became me. I was like nothing at all. Eke tu goya shere haq hai, and you are like the king of truth over me, and you are controlling me, jisne meri hasti ko fana kar diya hai, and that destroyed and annihilated me. And that is also really, when a person has that high taalluq with his shaykh, he feels himself nothing, and the shaykh is fully in him. The shaykh overpowers him and is with him. Yani daftar-e sadis masnavi ki takmeel ki peshin goi ki mutabik, mere qalb par maulana rumi rahmatullah alayhi ki rooh-e paak mazameen aur maarif ko ilqa kar rahi hai. That is the sixth chapter of masnavi, the completion of it, that according to the desires and the mizaj, the nature of Maulana Rum rahmatullah alayhi, Maulana came over him and inspired him, and he wrote it in that way. Bas ye kalam bhi agarche mere zuban se niklega, and even if I am writing it and it is my tongue, lekin dar haqiqat Maulana hi ka kalam hoga. Actually it will be the words, the kalam of Maulana Rum rahmatullah alayhi. Yani ba misdaq garche Quran aslab e paigambar as, according to it is said that if the Quran was by the tongue of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, har ke goyad haq na guft or kafir as, but it was from Allah Ta'ala the kalam, though it appeared to be on the tongue of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this last words, well, though it was like from Mufti Ilahi Bakh, but it was from Maulana Rum rahmatullah alayhi. Mufti Ilahi Bakh sahab rahmatullah alayhi 12th sadi ke aadmi hai. He was a man of the 12th century of Islam. Aur Maulana Rum alayhi rahmat 7th sadi ke. And Maulana Rum rahmatullah alayhi was of the 7th century. That means 5 centuries, 500 years after the completion took place. Mufti Ilahi Bakh sahab rahmatullah alayhi ne zahiri ulum ke takmeel Hazrat Shah Abdul Aziz sahab Dehlawi rahmatullah alayhi se ki thi. Hazrat Mufti Ilahi Bakh sahab completed his ulum, his studies in the alim course from Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Aziz, the son of the great Shah Waliullah Dehlawi rahmatullah alayhi. Hazrat Scott Gwan poem ye, Mubarak tujhe e meri ahi mustar, very blessed are you, O my ah, my sigh, which is helpless, my helpless sigh, that can't find anywhere where it can go and find a place to settle. But it goes to Allah Ta'ala, ke manzil ko nasdeek tar la rahi hai, that it makes my destination come closer and closer to me. That sigh when a person feels, when will I reach my destination? When is my life going to change? And it's not, you see, it's not hitting its target anywhere. But when on its time, it will hit its target and it will bring you closer to Allah Ta'ala. In Kashkole Marifat, Hazrat has written also beautiful points here. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Shani Mehbubiyat Bari Ta'ala ke Ajib Dalil. Very fascinating and strange proofs of Allah being very beloved. Today we don't even recognize Allah, we don't think of Allah, but to reach a stage to realize Allah is the most beloved. More than what you love yourself, more than what you love your family, anything, Allah is the most beloved. So some very beautiful proofs. One of them, the dua and the words of Yusuf alayhi salam, Rabbi sijnu ahabbu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilay. That, oh Allah, the prison is more beloved to me than what this woman are calling to me. Zulaikha, so beautiful, and not alone she, all her friends also encouraged Yusuf alayhi salam, that what she wants and what she wants to do, do it. All of them, everything, the table was set, the whole stage was set for all that, But what did he say? This endless desires of a person. He says, more beloved to me that is your prison. Which Hazrat says, if the prison of the path of Allah is so beloved, then the freedom of what Allah Ta'ala, what won't be? If the prison of the path of Allah is so beloved, then the freedom in the path of Allah, what you say? The garden, or if the prison is so beloved in the path of Allah, then the garden in the path of Allah, how beautiful won't that be? Hazrat Sayyidina Yusuf Alayhi Salam arz karte ki, eh hamare Rab, قید خانے مجھے زیادہ محبوب ہے ان اعمال سے جن کی طرف زنانان مصر مجھے دعوت دے رہی ہے. That what this woman of Egypt are calling me to, the prison is more beloved to me. That is your obedience, that I don't fall in the guna. This is a person who's reached this reality. And there are so many, when they hear this, they say, hey, you are stupid. What a chance he had, and he threw it away. But really, we are downright stupid, and we are downright foolish, and we are slaves of our desires. What a achievement, and we have to learn from them. Yani qaid khana ki takleef aapke raza aur qurb ki wajah se mujhe aziz hai. In other words, the prison and the hardships of a prison, who likes to be in a prison? Restriction, sometimes hard labor, whatever, but that aapke raza aur qurb ki wajah se, because in there is your pleasure, and I get closeness because for your sake they put me into prison. I love that prison, that is more dearer to me. Is ayat se Haq Ta'ala ki azim ushan mehboobiyat zahir hoti hai. From this ayat it can be seen how beloved Allah Ta'ala is. That a person, a paygambar, a nabi of Allah, great nabi, he says that for your love, prison is more desirous for me. And today, how many people, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Maulana Ihtishamul Haq Sahib Kandelvi Rahmatullah is written, at the time of partition of India and Pakistan, Muslims were being mowed down, were being slaughtered from left, right and center. He says, I met one person who shaved his beard so that he mustn't be identified as a Muslim, to save his life. I met another person who didn't have a beard, and he grew a beard, that if I get slaughtered and killed, I'd be presented by Allah with a beard. What a difference between attitudes of the two. The one who shaved his beard, not to be identified as a Muslim. Other one kept a beard to be identified and made shaheed in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So this is when that love of Allah, you prefer death over life also. You, not only the prison over freedom, you prefer death over life when that love of Allah. But that is when a person has developed, and that love, Allah has blessed him with that love of his. اس آیت سے حق تعالیٰ کے عظیم الشان محبوبیت ظاہر ہوتی ہے جس کا حسن تعبیر یہ ہے. And a beautiful interpretation of this is کہ جن کے راہ کے قید خانے محبوب ہی نہیں. That in the path of whom, not only that the prison is beloved, بلکہ محبوب تر ہے. But it is very beloved. احبو الیہ. Not only I love the prison, but the prison is the most beloved to me in your path. تو ان کے راہ کے گلستان کیسے ہوں گے؟ Then what will be the gardens of the path of Allah? If the prison is not only beloved but most beloved, your prison, in your path, for your sake, then the gardens in the path of Allah, what will that not make him for a person? Second, another, وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ. Allah Ta'ala commands in the Quran Sharif, which means that, and have keen desire towards Allah Ta'ala. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ. Have رَغْبَةً, what desire. In another ayat, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run towards Allah. Like from guna, from all your nafs desires, leave that alone and run. And firar in Arabic is not just like running, jogging, strolling, but like you're running from the enemy. How you run at that time? Run away from all sin and all your nafs desires. How you run away from an enemy and run towards Allah. Allah is so beloved, He's going to give you protection. Like for example, a little child fighting with the other children, and the other children bullying the small child, it runs to its mother, runs to its father. Like that, run to Allah. When your nafs bullies you and wants to overtake you and doesn't allow you to do what you have to do, then run towards Allah Ta'ala. Is ayat se bhi haq ta'ala ki shan e mehboobiyat zahir hoti hai. From this ayat also the great love of Allah is being expressed. Aur apne rab ki taraf raghbat kijiye. Isse maloom hota hai ki Allah ta'ala ki ibadat aur inke naam ki lazzat nihayat marghoob cheez hai. And it's Allah's kalam which is 100%. Our nafs is a liar. Our nafs is foolish, is an idiot. What our nafs knows, what Allah has said. So from there we understand that running to Allah is the most beloved. Taking the name of Allah. If we're not getting the enjoyment, there is something wrong with us. Otherwise, the name of Allah, the obedience of Allah is most enjoyable. It's not only as a duty that we are forced to do it, but there is the greatest enjoyment is in there. Nothing in holidays, nothing in picnics, nothing in camping, nothing or going to the beach, but the love of Allah is the greatest enjoyment. The third, Kalla innahum rabbihim yawma idhil lamahjubun. The people of Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala says on the day of Qiyamah, they will be deprived to see Allah Ta'ala. This explanation is also wonderful. Is ayat se Allah ki azim ushan mehboobiyat zahir hoti hai. From this ayat, that the non-believers, the people going to Jahannam, will be deprived of the vision of Allah, of seeing Allah. There also is a clear indication how beloved Allah is. How is that? Allah Ta'ala ka ye irshad farmana ke hargiz nahi qiyamat ke din kuffar Allah Ta'ala ki didar se mehroom rahenge. That the kuffar will be denied and deprived of seeing Allah Ta'ala on the day of qiyamah. Mauqa-e saza mein, as a punishment. This is as a punishment. Apne didar se mehboob karne ka ailan Allah ke azim ushan, shan-e mehboobiyat par dalalat karta hai. On the other hand, this means that the believers, the righteous who are going to Jannah, Allah will show himself. There is a clear sign, this is also of great, great love. A person who thinks of getting married to a girl, today by internet they make contact, or somebody tells you, good girl, your family tells you, and you think also, now your heart starts inclining. Then you find out, you find good qualities of the girl, or she finds good qualities of more your heart inclines now. And then, now when that inclination is there, now you want to speak to her also, or over the phone or something. Then you want to even see her more. So just like that, with Allah Ta'ala, how a person makes contact with Allah, and as you come to know Allah, and Allah is not you thought she will be like this, but she's something else. Or she thought he's like this, but he turned out to be a beast. He turned out to be a raw, wild person. She thought that he's a Maulana, and you thought she's a Alima, but he came out to be something else. But with Allah, there is no question. How won't your love just increase with Allah Ta'ala? And then naturally, if you have got the slightest portion of love in you, you'll want to see Allah. And this killed, so to say, they mentally, how many awliya, and they made dua, now we can't take it Allah. Take us away, we want to see you. In this dunya, you lan tarani. You can't see Allah Ta'ala, and now our desire to see you. For how long we are saying, iyaka na'budu, wa iyaka nasta'in, only you do we worship. We visualize, but we can't see you, we can't even visualize you. Tu mere dil mein aata hai, meri samaj mein nahi aata. Main jaan gaya, yahi teri pehchaan hai. But that lover, he wants to see his beloved. He can't hold it now. That when am I going to see my... And they begged of Allah, please give me more now. Let me just come to you, I just want to see you. So this is when a person is on that path. But no thought of Allah also, no desire of seeing Allah. What kind of a person is that who wants to marry the girl? No thought of the girl also. No thought of wanting to desire to see her also. What kind of a marriage will that be? Dunya mein kisi sultane waqt ne apni mamlakat mein kisi mujrim ko ye saza nahi di. Hazrat says, nobody in the world, a king has given a person who has committed a crime this punishment that you are not allowed to see me. No king or president or state president say the penalty for this crime is that you can't see me. Kyunki ye hakim mehaz hote, they are only rulers. Mehboob nahi, they are not beloved. They are only rulers, they are not beloved. People only want to take out their matlab from them. The people don't love them. But Allah is that hakim who is mahbub, who a person is supposed to love. Allah is, naturally you love Allah. If you haven't got that natural love, there is something serious wrong with you. And you have to, and if you correct it, you have found everything. All your problems will be solved. You'll be Jannat in this world already. Is ayat se ru'yat-e bari ta'ala ka subut bhi hota hai. From this ayat, it is a proof of the Ahl-e Sunnat wal Jama'at's belief that in Akhirat we will see Allah. And when you see Allah, you'll forget Jannat. You'll forget the hoors of Jannat. You'll forget the palaces of Jannat. You'll forget the fruit of Jannat. You'll forget the food of Jannat. You'll forget the pleasures of Jannat when you'll see Allah. Not that you'll, it will be out of your mind. It will be like it doesn't exist. Such will be the enjoyment of seeing Allah Ta'ala. So Allah, the sight, the vision of Allah is also a sign that Allah is greatly beloved. And that the non-believers will be deprived one of the biggest azab, that they didn't see Allah. That they couldn't see this beautiful Allah Ta'ala. And so, yeah, in this world, a person who keeps his eyes under control will see Allah. And a person who makes his eyes dirty and filthy, sick and full of cataract, and full of blindness by looking at haram, how will he see Allah with such filthy, dirty eyes? And easy way, if we have made mistakes, make tawbah and istighfar. Immediately, that eye that is, has got so much of cataract, immediately the operation is done when you make tawbah. And Allah opens your eyes to see Allah Ta'ala. And so, Allah has given us great, great teachings in here. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. And you know,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, this Yom al-Jum'ah, Hazrat will be traveling to Marlboro. There will be a program, Jum'ah program, ladies program in the afternoon, after Asr Salat, and the main program will be after Maghrib Salah, in the Marlboro Jami Masjid. Then inshallah, next week will be our monthly majlis. And then the week after that, that is the 8th, 9th, 10th and 11th of Rabiul Awal, 31st of December, 1st, 2nd and 3rd, Hazrat will be traveling to Mpumalanga for 4 days. So whoever wants to join the safar, inshallah, as quickly as possible, just try to please inform us.
With regard to the safar, if the brothers can inform us as soon as possible, because those people are desperate, they say it's the now holiday period to get all the things, because people are not supplying, people are gone on holiday, it makes it difficult. So as soon as possible, if brothers can inform us who intend to join, it will make it much easier for all the intizam.
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم فاذكروني اذكركم دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
وبحمدك نشهد ان لا الہ الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك